Ruby Redfort was perched on a high stool in front of the bathroom window, her binoculars trained on a cake delivery truck that had been parked on Cedarwood Drive for precisely 21 minutes. So far, no one had emerged from the truck with so much as a blueberry muffin. Ruby gurgled down the last dregs of her banana milk and made a note in the little yellow notebook which lay in her lap. She had 622 of these yellow notebooks. All but one was stashed under her bedroom floorboards. Though she had taken up this hobby 9 years ago, no one, not even her best friend Clancy, had read a single word she had written. Much of what Ruby observed seemed pretty mundane, but even the mundane can tell a story. Rule 16. Ruby also kept a vivid pink notebook, dog-eared and smelling of bubblegum, and it was in this that she listed her Ruby rules. There were 79 so far. Rule 1. You can never be completely sure what might happen next. A truth no one could argue with. Ruby was a petite girl, small for her years, at first glance a very ordinary-looking kid. There was nothing particular to mark her out, that is, nothing until you looked a little longer. Then you would begin to see that her eyes were ever so slightly different shades of green. When they looked at you, it was somehow hard to remember the point you were arguing. And when she smiled, she revealed small, doll-like teeth, which somehow made it impossible to consider her anything other than a cute kid. But the most striking thing about Ruby Redfort was that when you met her, you felt a strong need for her to like you.